Family policy is an investment in society, declares the French Prime Minister. This means the state will spend some $1.3 billion a year, both to increase the nation's birth rate and to make it easier for France's mothers to rejoin the labor market. The childless might think that the measures announced at the Conference of the Family, attended by ministers and others, are not exactly urgent. After Ireland, France's women are the most fertile in the European Union, with 1.9 children per woman. In contrast, in neighboring Spain and Italy, the figure is now a mere 1.2. Moreover, there are already plenty of allowances and tax benefits for French parents. So why add to them in the economic depression? One reason is that the family has been a political matter in France, not just for decades, but for centuries. As long ago as 1804, the individual's obligations to his or her family were written in the Napoleonic Code. In 1870, after France's defeat by Germany, there were calls for the French to produce more children to overcome the nation's demographic weakness. Moreover, there is a second reason. As Ernest Antoine Cellier argues, the phenomenon of an aging population must clearly be balanced by an increased flow of births. Economists would add to this a need to get more women into the labor market. Only a quarter or so of women with two children, one of them under the age of three, have full-time jobs. The government, arguing that the mothers of young children should have a real choice of whether to work or not, will now offer them allowances during maternity leave to help them stay at home. But it also promises another 20,000 nursery places to help them go back to work. But what if all of this is impossible? The Prime Minister has the answer. Our love for the family goes beyond economic logic.